if you have ever stopped to take a dab, but you forgot to start again, go ahead and click subscribe.
Rats to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 872 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I've got a fun episode lined up for us. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk about taking care of incoming plants. Many websites are selling rooted clones and fresh snips. We're going to talk about taking care of those. Let's jump right into it. I do have a website. That website is irigenetics.com. At the top of that website, there is a row of tabs. One of those tabs does say Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that tab, you can send me a grow question. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. Today's question came from our new friend who wants to be called Egoless Gardener. Big shout out to my new friend, Egoless Gardener. Egoless, make sure you check your inbox, check your spam, because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. The question does start off by talking about how they ordered clones. They received their clones. They looked a little bit rough because of the weather. They told me how they took care of them, which is exactly what I would have done the way that they did it. So good job, bro. But then they do ask a very important question. So let's jump into the question portion of this message. It says, finally, my question, what would you recommend folks do when receiving snips and rooted clones? I know this could help many people. As I learned the old-fashioned way, which was trial and error through taking losses and calling it taxes of the game. So this is a very good question. Like we've talked about, many websites out there now are selling rooted clones or fresh cuts. There are a lot of websites, a lot of vendors, a lot of breeders are doing this. Of course, my fresh cuts are available at iredirect.com. By the time this website comes out, there may be some fresh cuts of Lemon Jeffrey and Dark Hollow left available. Those do sell quite quickly. If you do buy cuts, do pay attention to the disclaimer on the website that says they will not ship for several days because it is super cold here in my region. Today, I think it is 0 degrees. If I put your clones in the mail in 0 degrees, they will not get to you in one piece. They will be toast. They will not be the opposite of toast. They will be ice. They will be frozen. They will look like shit. You will be very mad, and so will the clones. So I'm going to wait until it's a little bit warmer before I put any clips, any snips, any slips, whatever you want to call them, or any rooted clones into the mail. Putting anything with moisture like that in the mail right now is a bad idea. It will freeze, it will rupture, it will die. So I am selling clones on iredirect.com. There are many vendors selling clones. What do you do if you order these fresh cuts in the mail, you order these rooted clones in the mail? You're paying a lot of money, depends on where you buy them, depends on which cuts you're getting. They do cost money, and money is expensive right now. So I understand that we want to have, and I want you to have the best success you can when you do spend money on my website with my product. Or even if you're buying a clone from someone else, I still want you to have great success. So let's talk about this. If you do buy clones from a website, we'll specifically talk about iredirect.com. Some things you should keep in mind and some things that will help you out. First of all, I spray my plants twice a week. I've got a very, I've got a nice collection of different pesticides of different efficacy might be the word that I'm saying, of different toxicity might be the word I'm looking for. Of different gentleness and abrasiveness. I've got a nice array of pesticides that I have on a shelf, and I will mix those. I usually generally use two different pesticides at a time. Multiple modes of attack will definitely take out and prevent any problems that may come in. So I'm spraying these plants twice a week with a nice array of products. To be straight up with you, some of them are not organic. If you're worried about 100% organic, let me know. I will isolate a plant for you. Maybe I'll dedicate one to just organic sprays. But I, as a breeder in a state where everybody grows and where I'm around a lot of growers, I don't treat with strictly organic products. I use a lot of different pesticides, fungicides. I rotate. My point is these plants will be clean. The clones will have been treated over time while they're on the mother plant with a lot of different products. They will be clean. They will be pest and fungus free. That's something you can count on because I sprayed today is Thursday. I sprayed today. just a couple of hours ago. I sprayed some stuff on the garden today. The lights are still off. They need to be turned on when I'm done recording here. So the plants are sprayed quite frequently to make sure there's no pests, no problems on those plants. Also, I've got several mother plants in the garden. I've got a couple of different locations with different mother plants, which the clones may come from. Randomly, those plants are tested like a sports team. I just pick somebody on the team, this plant here and this plant here, and they get HLVD testing, that is hop latent viroid testing. So I'm testing the plants randomly to see if there is HLVD in the room. So far, there is none. So as long as it stays clean, there is no problem. The seeds and the clones are HLVD free. If I do bring in a clone, and this is something you should work on as well, keep this in mind, because this is not in my notes. This is something that just came up in my brain. If I receive a clone from somebody, whether it's a vendor, whether it's a bro, whether it's a stranger sending a gift, if I buy a clone from a dispensary, if I get it from a shady Craigslist deal, that clone does not go directly into my grow area. That clone grows into a quarantine isolated area. Honestly, that quarantine is right here at this table. This area is far enough from any of my grow spaces that I can put a plant here. I can give it enough light. Honestly, I'll use studio lights. I'm not trying to make it grow rapidly and be a thriving plant. I'm making sure it doesn't have bugs. I'm watching it, looking for powdery mildew to pop up, watching to see if I see spider mites on it, looking to see if I see any thrips or fungus gnats fly up out of the soil. So as soon as that plant gets here, I get it on the table, get it comfortable. Then I will spray it with, I spray that thing with some crazy pesticides, two or three different things to make sure it's clean. I recommend you do that as well. Bring your clones in, put them in isolation. Even if you get it from me, even if you get it from your other favorite breeder, your favorite vendor, we all say we're clean. Pretty girls have problems too. So make sure you're isolating these clones. When they come in, treat them, spray them, set them aside, check on them. Look under the underside of the leaves. Make sure there's no bugs in there. Make sure that plant is clean before you put it in your general population. We just don't want to contaminate the rest of the grow. That's something I do. It's something I recommend you do with the clone as well. So we're checking for HLVD. If I get a cut, that shit gets isolated. Also, I will take an immediate cut when it's big enough. You got to take some roots and some plant material. Send that bad bitch into my farmer, my friend Farmer Freeman. That was harder to say than it should have been. I might need more dabs. But we send that test into Farmer Freeman, and they let us know that they are HLVD free before they're put into the regular population. I've already got the tests here. I've ordered them. So they're on deck. They're in the grow space. All I've got to do is take the samples and send it. It takes priority mail 3, maybe 4 days to get it there, depending on how busy they are. He'll test it within 2 to 3 days of getting it. I'll have an answer in less than a week most of the time. So that plant can sit here. It can chill. It'll be fine. I don't want to get HLVD in the room. Then what else is important? Discreet shipping, bro. I send everything either priority mail or priority express mail. The clips are just coming priority mail to save you money. That's the budget, cost-effective way to do things. Get 3 clips for 50, 60, maybe 40 bucks on some strains. You get 3 fresh cuts. I go to the mother plant, and I fucking cut that bad bitch off. I wrap it in a wet paper towel, put it in a baggie, put it in a priority mailbox. Depending on the weather, I may add other things. That's on another note here. But it is all any priority mail or sometimes a priority mail express box, which I've been told is going to go away. The Priority Mail Express will disappear. They're always late. Priority Mail Express boxes are always late. I get a lot of refunds. You guys get a lot of refunds for those because those bad bitches are never on time. You can get those refunded if your product is not delivered on time. But the Postal Service has a hard time finding a contractor to deliver those on time is what I've been told. So that service will disappear. Eventually, it's all just going to be Priority Mail, so your plants will all come that service, which will save some of you a few bucks, but it's discreet. That's my point. I don't write fucking ganja clones. It doesn't say Rasta Jeff's pot farm or anything on there. Depending on when we ship, I rotate the return address a few times, but it will come from a post office box with a discreet return address on there. You won't know that it's even a clone until you open it, unless you're expecting it, but they are very discreetly shipped. Also, I said a moment ago, I'm experimenting with, it is cold. It is cold as fuck is my unit of measurement right now. I think it's 0 degrees, to be honest with you. I'm over here in a hoodie, got the heat cranked up. There's a heater vent right behind me. It's really cold over here. But I've been putting those, the glove warmers worked better. They were hotter, but I bought some of those reptile shipper warmer things. I don't think they get hot enough. They don't seem to keep the plants warm enough. I'm experimenting. I've got The clone in a thermal envelope with the reptile warmers that are supposed to last 72 hours, which should be long enough to get it to you. I'm experimenting, but during this cold time, I'm going to take a break. But when it's not super cold, I still ship them with those glove warmers to try to keep them warm for you. So I'm spraying them. They're HLV tested, discreet shipping, and I'm experimenting with keeping them warm. So that's the basics of my shipping. They get to you. Now let's talk about how to take care of these plants, because that's what we're supposed to be doing here. Let's say that you order, we're going to start with a rooted clone. Most of the time, the rooted clones are somewhere between, and it depends on which clones you're buying and how many of them, but they start off around $100. They work their way up. Some are $250. There's one that is quite pricey that I don't put up too often. If you want it, get it, because they disappear quickly. I chicken out and take it down. So that's what happens. Where are we? So you get a rooted cut. This rooted cut comes in the mail. You've got a Priority Mail Express box. It comes in the mail. Cut the box open. You pull that bad bitch out. There's a thermal envelope inside of there, possibly with a heat pack, maybe even a sticker or two, depending on how much of a hurry I was in when I packed it. You get your clone out. You take it out of the baggie. Carefully unwrap that root section. That's just in a wet paper towel. Unwrap that slowly. Now you've got a clone that is just exposed. It will have long, dangly roots. Let me get to my notes here because I know I wrote down stuff. These clones came most of the time so far. I may adjust to the plugs and the dome and tray thing here in the future. If it's easier for you guys, let me know how you feel. I could do both. But these come from an easy cloner, a turbo cloner. The easy cloner is my preferred method of cloning. It's quick, it's easy, it's reliable, it gets long, fat roots. And the best part is I don't have to use a dome. I fucking hate the clone domes, the humidity domes. It's a pain in the ass. It's just such a learning curve. You got to fuck with it every single day. With the easy cloner, you set it, forget it. You check the pH and the EC once a day and you're good to go. So these all come from an easy cloner. They'll have long roots and they'll be dangling. The roots are just free. They're exposed. They're not in any sort of media. They're wrapped in a paper towel to stay safe during travel. But they're not in a clone plug. They're not in any dirt. They're just, it's a clone with roots hanging off of it. So you got to be prepared for that when that comes. What I recommend, I would get a beer cup, just your, is it a 16, a 20 ounce beer cup, your red solo cup. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Just get a beer cup, poke a few holes in the bottom of it, 3-4 holes, take some scissors, stab it a few times, light up your poker, heat up the poker, stab it a few times, put some holes. We don't want it to get stagnant water. We want it to drain. So you're going to take your cup, your beer cup, you're going to poke a few holes in it on the very bottom. Then you're going to fill that with your favorite, your recommended light soil. It could be Light Warrior, it could be Ocean Forest, it could be Happy Frog, it could be a mixture of the three. A soil that's going to have plenty of drainage and not a lot of nutrients in it. We don't want a lot of nutrients to burn this plant already. So you got a beer cup, you've got light soil. At this point, we'll say that the roots are probably 2.5, 3.5, maybe 4 inches long, depending on how long that clone sat in the cloner fucking waiting for me to weather to get right. But you got some roots. You're going to fill that cup about 2/3, 3/4 of the way, depending on how long the roots are and how deep you want to go. Fill that cup up with soil most of the way. Pack it kind of not firmly, but not tight. Just get it in there to where sort of the roots have to work their way through there, but not struggle. I know that's a hard thing to judge, but you want it packed but not stuffed. So you got that bottom layers in there. I would start lowering the clone in there and sprinkle some dirt in there at the same time. What I want to happen is I don't want the roots to get in a big ball and I don't want them to coil up. I want it to kind of make a spiral around that new dirt that you're putting in there. So spiral that around there so they've got somewhere to grow. If you ball them up, they're going to grow and get stuck into a big ball. So slowly lower that clone in there. If you can get the clone... This is hard to do. I've gotten very lucky a couple times. You got a little mound of dirt, like a cone of dirt inside your cup. If you can lower that clone in there, if those roots will spread over that clone, over the top, over that cone, that's so beautiful. It's hard to do it. I feel super excited when I see it happen, but it's hard to make happen. Anyway, we want to spread those roots out in this medium kind of far. Get them to spread. That's the best you can do. Then fill that plant, fill that cup with soil until that plant is sturdy, until it's staying upright. So you're going to have roots and then you're going to have a little bit of stick. You can go a quarter, a half inch, maybe 3/4 of an inch up that stick and bury that in there so that it stays sturdy and stays tall. Don't go too deep and don't go too tight is my biggest suggestions. If it's too deep, that the part that is buried will have the potential to get some rot. If it stays too wet, too long, that part will start to rot and get funky. If you pack it too tight, the roots can't grow. So at this point, we've lowered our clone down into the dirt. We've carefully maneuvered those roots so they're not in a ball, not in a big coil, not in a spiral. We've spread them out the best we carefully can without breaking them. Then we bury that plant. We don't go too deep. We don't want to go too deep to get the rot like we just talked about. We don't want to go too tight. Now, at this point, we're going to water this plant. Pack that soil in there fairly smoothly. Now, we need to water this plant. I would recommend feeding this plant some microbes at this time. Of course, I'm going to say Recharge because I'm good friends with Scotty Real. Big shout out to Scotty Real and the Dude Grows crew. But I would add some Recharge to your water and water this plant. Don't give it too much nutrients at this time, depending on what you just potted it into. If you put it into something inert, then maybe give it some very light veg newts. But if you're using most of the Fox Farms products, most of the soil you could buy from the store, you're going to have plenty of nutrients for a couple of weeks for this little plant, maybe a week or two to get it started. So we fill the cup. Then we put a little mound in there. We lower the roots onto the mound. We backfill it till it's filled up, till the plant is sturdy. Pack it in there with our fingers. Water it with some microbes. When we water it, it's going to disrupt the soil. The topsoil is going to get all fucked up. You're going to have a hole. You're going to have divots or whatever. Kind of push that around with your fingers. Smooth that in and kind of just pack it in tight enough to where that plant stays sturdy. Now, at this point, let me check my notes and make sure we're doing all this according to my notes because I haven't looked in a minute. Water with microbes. Okay, and then at this point, this is where I recommend getting a clear beer cup. If you can get another clear cup, I would put this right on top. Don't poke any holes in this one. This is to trap the humidity inside that plant. We need that plant to have limited airflow and maximum humidity inside of that little dome space. Right now, that plant needs to adjust to your new environment. So I would recommend just put a little dome over there and let that dome just rest over that plant. It doesn't need to be there for too long, hopefully just a day or two, until you can tell that that plant kind of perks out of its shipping stress. It may look a little pissed off when it comes out of the box. Put that dome over there and let that dome hang out on top of that plant, probably just 12, 24 hours. See what it does. If the plant looks turgid and stiff and it's sturdy and standing up, go ahead and take the dome off. If it looks a little pissed off, a little upset, leave that dome there. That will help that plant adjust to its new life. If it kind of looks sad, you can slowly take it off and let it adjust slowly. Leave it on for a few hours, take it off for a few minutes. Leave it on for a few hours, take it off for a couple more minutes. Introduce it slowly. That will help that plant out. So we got your clear cup on top. Now, I would place it under 18.6 or more light. What I mean by that is 18 hours of light, 6 hours off, or more. You can do 19.5, 24.0, your preference, but at least 18 hours of light. And then I would use like a T5 light or a light fluorescent light, or just put it off in the periphery of your big light. Don't put it right under the big light. That may be too much light for it. We need enough light to keep it warm and to generate humidity in that humidity dome is our main function right now. Keep it warm and get some humidity going to get it recovering, to encourage root growth. Once those roots start going, the plant will recover and it will be very happy. Once that recharge hits it, it'll get some shit going. So we've got it covered. We've got it under a good light. High humidity is really good at this point. They should recover quite quickly. I would consider a heat mat. If your room is cold, maybe put it under a heat mat. If you don't have a beer cup, maybe you can create some sort of humidity dome with another vessel, maybe some sort of clear container. But it'd be a good idea to cover it some sort of way just to keep it. You could take a 2-liter soda bottle, cut the bottom off, set that right on top of there, just to minimize the airflow and the wind and the outside environment to that plant. Keep some heat, some humidity in there. I keep saying those things, but they want it warm and moist. That's going to help your clone survive. Then introduce it to your outdoor environment, your regular grow room environment slowly. So that is the rooted plants. They should be pretty sturdy. They came from that the Easy Cloner. They should have fat roots. Those should work quite well. Let me review, just because I did that quickly in my own head. Fill the beer cup carefully, pot it carefully, water with microbes, put it under light, put a dome over that bad bitch and take care of it slowly and take that dome off slowly if you want to introduce it to the environment slowly. Now, let's talk about the fresh cuts. Like I said before, the fresh cuts are definitely the more cost-effective, the more affordable way. If you're good at rooting a cut, this is the way to do it. Usually they run from $40 to $60 for 3 cuts. Sometimes if I have a lot, I'll throw an extra one in there for you. They're all going to be the same cut. That way there's no confusion. That whole bag is the same thing. Let's talk about these rooted cuts. They are fresh cuts from the mother plant. They do not have roots. I want to be very clear about that. When we say snips, some people say slips. Some people say cuts. There are no roots. That is your job. I'm going to send it to you, and you have got to root it. I will take cuts. If you send me cuts, I'm just fine. I can root those bad bitches. This is how we do it. So the fresh cuts come straight from the mother plant. Once again, a healthy mother plant is a really important part of this. They are ready to put in your Easy Cloner. I recommend the Easy Cloner. The Easy Cloner is real simple. We'll talk about that. But they're also ready to put into clone plugs. The Easy Cloner, let's talk about that. I'm going to go very quickly. I will do in the future, if you would like it, request this in the comments. If you want full details on my full step-by-step how I do clones in a rapid router and dome environment or in an Easy Cloner environment, comment. If I get enough comments on it that you guys need that guidance and advice to go full fucking details, I'll do that in a next episode or in an upcoming episode. But right now, we're going to go kind of quickly on how we do the clones. But this is, I recommend, if you've got an Easy Cloner, you should know how to do it. But let's talk about how to do this. So you got the Easy Cloner. The clones are going to come. You're going to unwrap them. I would clip off the ends. Just give them a fresh clip at the ends. Then dip them. What do you dip them in? Your favorite cloning gel. I use the Purple CloneX gel. The Purple CloneX stuff is reliable. It works very well for me. Let me back up. Before we even do this, before we even take the clones out of the machine, out of the fucking package, set up the cloning machine 100%. Clean the clone machine. Go clean it. However you want to do it, you could fill it with bleach and rinse it out a bunch of times. You can fill it with boiling water. You can use Fizan. It could be brand new. Make sure it is clean and sterile. And use good, clean clone collars. That's harder to say than it looks. So you got a fresh clone machine. It's all set up. You've got your water is in there. You've got your nutrients in there. The EC is right. The pH is correct. We'll talk about that in the upcoming episode. It's bubbling. It's ready to go. The clone collars are in there. There's a light above it. So at this point, you take the clones out. You give them a fresh cut. Just cut the ends off again, brand new. Give them, just trim the ends just an eighth of an inch. Cut those right off. Then dip those cuts individually into your Purple CloneX clone gel. Clip them, dip them, then stick them. Basically Ronco style, bro. Set it and forget it. Make sure to label these clones some way. I take a plastic plant tag and I write the name and I put it inside the neoprene collar where the little Pac-Man bites. I stick it right in there with the clone. So I've got a label all the time. So the Easy Cloner, it's real easy. Set up the cloner is the most important part. Clip it, dip it, stick it, put it in the clone collar, label it, and let it ride. Let those sit. In about 24 hours, then after 24 hours, adjust your EC, your pH, and at this point, I would also add some stuff called Clear Res. Follow the instructions on the Clear Res bottle. Why did I tell you to wait 24 hours to adjust the pH and the EC? Because all that purple shit that you dipped your clones in is going to fall off your clones or get washed off the clones into the water. It is now, most of that is in your water. Now is a good time to adjust the pH and the EC instead of before. If you're using the yellow CloneX, the piss stuff, the clone solution that goes in the cloner, it looks like pee in my opinion. If you're using it in a cloner or in the plugs, I recommend a solution of 0.9 to 1.1 EC. That range is perfect. One is right where you want to be. 0.9 will get you there. 1.1 will be acceptable. But I recommend you use the yellow CloneX gel or the yellow CloneX solution. Pour it into your water. Stir it up. Use an EC meter until it says one. And that's right where you want to be. That's what you want your cloner or your solution to measure as. So you got your EC at 1. The pH, I would go about 6.2. If you can get it to 6.2, that would be ideal. Clone pH solution, the EC is controversial. I'm going to tell you another secret at the end of the show. Follow exactly what that secret says. That will get you there every time. So the cloner is easy. Set it up. Put the nutrients in there. Get it running. Have it prepared. Then clip them, dip them, stick them, label them, let it ride for 24 hours. Then get in there with your EC meter and your pH pen, adjust the EC and the pH properly, and then pour in some Clear Res, and you are good to go with the clone machine. I'm going to take a quick drink, and then we're going to talk about how to do it with your clone plugs. All right, podcast world, through the magic of editing, we are back. Now is a good time for me to remind you to click like and subscribe. That's right, if you're learning anything from this podcast, go ahead, click like and click subscribe. Also, don't forget about my Patreon channel at patreon.com/growfromyourheart. If you felt like this content was educational or informative, feel free to support the show on Patreon. All right, enough blatant advertising, enough shameless plugs. Let's keep going. Speaking of plugs, I said we were going to talk about how to take care of your clones in the clone plug environment. Let's jump right into that. Let's just say you got some unrooted cuts in the mail and it is time to get these bad dogs into some cloners. Here's how we're going to do it. First of all, I recommend you soak your clone plugs, whatever plugs you bought. If they're Rapid Rooters, if they're another brand that I can't even think of the fucking name of right now, I recommend you fill a vessel with water and then you make an EC of 1.0 with that yellow piss looking Clonex solution. Not the purple one, the yellow one is what we want this time. Use your EC meter. You don't have the plugs in there yet. You got water. You got your EC meter. You're adding the solution. You're stirring and making it to get to 1.0. If you go too high, add more water. You could just fix it that way. That's a way to do this. Then I would even pH the water at this point. pH that water to about 6.2-ish is probably where you want to do it. I'm going to give you a hint in a little while with the exact pH. That's what you're going to want to use. So soak your plugs with the pH Clonex solution. You got the water, drop all the plugs in there. Now the plugs are in there, take them out one at a time, put them in that clone tray if that's what you're doing. This is the clone tray method is what I'm talking about. So at this point, you got your plugs soaked. We're going to do the same thing we did before. We're going to clip the ends off of them. We're going to dip them in the purple solution, and then we're going to dip them into those clone plugs. The clone plugs are about this tall. Do not stick your clone through the bottom of it. I'm going to use a pen and my fingers as a demonstration here. I like to go, so if the clone plug is this tall, I'm going to say that is, we're just going to make up numbers because I want this to be visible, usable for people who are not watching, for people who are just listening. I think that clone plug is about an inch tall, maybe an inch and a half tall. I would go, if it's an inch tall, I would go 3/4 of an inch into that plug. Let's go 3/4 of the way into the plug. Don't stick your clone all the way out of the bottom. That will not live. You need some room for that bad dog to grow some roots. So go about 3/4 of the way in there. If that clone plug is an inch tall, go 3/4 of an inch into there, maybe just over 1/2 of an inch. We want to leave some room for those roots to grow in there, but also we need plenty to support that plant because it's going to be living in there. It's got to be tall enough or deep enough to support the height of that plant. So clip them, dip them, stick them. Also, you guys, here's another tip. When you're taking clones, if you've got big leafy cuts that you're taking, don't feel free to cut the fingers off of those leaves. Cut them right at the knuckles where it gets, so the leaves taper. They go fatter, 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 and then at some point they start to go skinnier. Right where they start to go skinnier, you could chop that shit off if you're making a clone. We don't need all that vegetative part in our clone dome in the cloning machine. Just trim the fingers off your clones. I grab them from the bottom and pull it up and just give them a little haircut. I do it super quickly. I'm real good at it at this point. So if you get a clone in the mail from me and it's been all fucking mohawked, there's several reasons behind this. It's so that when they're in the cloner, they're not overlapping and touching and creating moisture and little microclimates between each other, which will cause problems in the long run. So clip them, dip them, clean up the ends of them, then stick them into your clone plug. Then let me make a quick recommendation. If you're going to put 3 clones in a clone tray, I also recommend if you've got more plants that you can get clones from, I would recommend filling this tray the best you can. The reason for that is the amount of humidity in this dome will be affected by the amount of plants inside that dome as well. Just a small piece of advice. It will help you keep the humidity up in there if you've got more plants in there. So at this point, we've got our clone. It's been clipped. It's been dipped. It's been haircutted. It's been stuck into the cloner or into the plug. 3/4, 1/2 to 3/4 of the way, we put a little bit of the leftover. Remember that solution we dunked our clone plugs in earlier? Hopefully you didn't throw it away. Put a little bit of that in the bottom of your clone tray. We've got the insert with the plugs in it, and that goes into a tray. Put a little bit of that solution into the tray. We want to buy ourselves some moisture to make humidity in this tray, in this dome, is what we're going to do. So just a little bit, maybe just splash enough in there just to cover the bottom so it's not dry. Just cover that bottom. Eventually that moisture is going to come up to the top and become humidity and fall back down. Also, I want to take, now this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the dome, the lid to this tray. I'm going to cover and close all the plugs, all the holes on that thing. I'm going to cover all the vents is the word I'm looking for. Going to cover all the vents. Then I'm going to get a spray bottle and I'm going to spray the inside of that dome so it's nice and misty. It looks like it got all humid already. I'm going to set myself up ahead of time here and just mist it and get some water in there. Then I'm going to put that on top of that tray. Now I've got my freshly cut clones and they're all labeled. Let me back up a step. Let's fucking remember to label each and every one of these clones very carefully. Like I said before, I use the plant tags, just a long, tall, skinny plant tag. Write the name of the plant on there and stick it right behind that plug inside that tray. That way you can't get any mix-ups. You know that every plant's got a tag in there. So label them. Now we put the dome on there. We've got a dome, a tray filled with cuts waiting to get rooted. This point, I would put this dome under like a T5 light or a light, what are they called? An LED light. I forgot what an LED was. Put the dome under a nice light and put it on 24 hours of light if you can. 18.6 would be acceptable. 24 hours would be best. So you got your dome. Also, maybe put that on a heat mat. The heat mat will help you out. Be careful not to barbecue the clones. I've seen so many people just boil and barbecue clones. You don't want it that hot. You want it warm, not boiling. So let me make sure I've got my notes here because I'm just rambling and trying to get this out of my head. Spray the dome, cover the dome, put it on the heat mat, put it under the light. Let that ride for about 4 days. You're not going to have to check on that for 3 or 4, maybe 5 or 6 days. Look at it visually. Tap that dome. If there's no humidity in the dome, you need to open it and create some humidity. Maybe spray in there or check on the moisture level of those plugs. But you should be able to walk by and look at it, and there should be humidity built up on that dome. Tap it. The humidity will fall off. Look through the dome at that point and look into the plugs. Look at the color of the plugs. You'll start to tell, do they look dry? Do they look moist? Do they look wet? You'll be able to tell by looking at them by the color of the plugs. We want to keep them moist but not dripping and not soggy, but they need to be wet all the way through from top to bottom. So if you see those clone plugs starting to get dry, what I recommend, take that same solution we made earlier, the 1.0 solution of the CloneX solution, pH'd at 6.2, 6.4, or check the thing I'm going to tell you for the absolute detail in a minute. Put some of that in a spray bottle, just a basic your spray bottle, right? And spray those plugs until they're nice and moist again, and then cover them back up and then put them back under that light. Leave them there just like that for about 7 days. Around day 7, you can start cracking those vents a little bit more and a little bit more. Once you're comfortable with the vents all the way open, then you can start taking the dome off. Take the dome off for 15 minutes a day, put it back on for the rest of the day. Take it off for 30 minutes the next day, 45 minutes. Slowly increase your interval until you start seeing those roots growing out of those plugs. You will see them. They'll start getting fat, healthy roots if you do this correctly, at which time then you can plop those into a beer cup and treat them just like the other cuts that I was talking about. Let me check my notes here. Slowly open the domes and increase the interval until roots are developed is what I got. Now, here's where I'm going to tell you about the secret that I keep hinting about. I have got a Discord server. It is the Irie Army Discord server. There will be a link in the show notes and in the video description. There's also a link on my website, iriegenetics.com. It says Discord. Click on there. It will take you to my Discord server. A lot of people are overwhelmed and confused by Discord. It's not as challenging as it looks. I'm going to open it right now on my computer here. It's going to take a minute for this MacBook to open it, but we're going to take a peek. What's happening is on the left is a row of tabs. It just says like the Irie Army chat, the group chat, Clone Care SOP. What did I just say? What? The Clone Care SOP is hidden on the left in those tabs. I'm waiting for it to open here. But if you look at all the descriptions, those just tell you what's going on in that tab. If you click on the tab that says Irie Army General Chat, if you click on that, it takes you to just a general chat. You could chat about whatever you want in there. There is a smoker's lounge, which is a live video chat. You can come hang out. I take dabs on camera. I come chat. I come hang out. If you've got a fun grow question or you just want to ask me about something or talk about life, come in the smoker's lounge chat and hang out. There's a grower's lounge chat. We talk about growing. It's all fun in there. But in that list of tabs, one of them does say Clone Care SOP. I'm going to look for it right now. Clicking on my server. So the Irie Army Discord is the one with the big cross as the logo. We click on that. There's a row of tabs. It says Irie Army Discord at top, rules and etiquette, get new rules here. You got to scroll down several tabs down. Shout out to Potent Ponics for being in the Smoker's Lounge chat right now. Aquaponic Steve is over there chilling out, talking to the crew. Scroll down even further. There's one that says grow themed chats. In there on the very bottom, is all the very bottom is the STS video where I teach you how to make silver thiosulfate and reverse your plants. But right above that is the Clone Care SOP. If you click on that Clone Care SOP and scroll up to the top and read the original SOP that I posted, and it looks like a lot of people have given me a lot of feedback on there as well. That is the clone SOP that I use in a commercial cultivation facility, whether it's clone, the Aero Cloner, or in clone Rapid Rooters. Both SOPs are fairly short. They could probably use some updates. If you see something that needs updates, let me know. But if you join my Discord server absolutely free, these SOPs are there. There's an SOP on the silver thiosulfate. There's a Clone Care SOP. There's an IPM chat. A lot of things that could help a lot of people out are happening in the Discord server. So I keep talking about these secrets. It's all here on paper. pH the cloner to 5.7 to 6.2 is what it says. So a lot of details are here. If you need in-depth details, it's here. Like I said before, if you would like a full, if you want me to do this Clone Care SOP as a podcast, let me know. I'll put it out as a full podcast, long form episode. Comment in the comment section and make your demands. All right, boys and girls, I think that's the best I've got for you. Where do you get these cuts and clones? These cuts and clones are available at iReadDirect.com. If you're going to my main website, iReadGenetics.com, there's a link for everything there. The Discord server, iReadDirect is where to get the clones. Patreon is where to contribute to the show. It's pretty much self-explanatory on the tabs up at the top of the page. Like I said, if you want more SOPs, if you want me to do the SOPs as full podcast, please comment, let me know. I'll get those shows going for you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, my buddy Egoless Gardener, I want to thank all of you out there for another great episode. Thanks for watching. Thanks for hanging out. I hope you had as much fun as I did. I feel like I'm super rambly today, so I'm going to keep this one short and sweet, wrap it up and get out of here quickly. I'll be back in a week. You know what? I might be back in 2 weeks. I've said on the previous episode, my birthday's coming up. I've got a lot of fun shit coming up. I might just take a week off and not record. But then again, I might miss it and want to come do a show. So who knows what could happen here. Keep checking on me on YouTube. Like I said, like and subscribe. That way you don't miss any episodes. I'm going to let you go for now. Go hang out with your friends. I'm going to go have a good time. I'll be back with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy G-Bay Genetics. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, we relax.
Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing like the cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure this. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day.